This is Yahweh by U2. Hope it sounds like it.
Together now for the gifts that Jesus gives us when he shares the bread of life with us and the cup of salvation with us. And so turn in your hymnals to page 13 as we say together the great thanksgiving. The Lord is with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, our Alpha and Omega, whose strong and loving arms encompass the universe. For with your eternal word and Holy Spirit, you are forever one God. Through your word, you created all things and called them good. And in you we live and move and have our being. When we fell into sin, you did not desert us. You made covenant with your people Israel and spoke through prophets and teachers. In Jesus Christ, your word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is Jesus Christ, who called you Abba, Father. As a mother tenderly gathers her children, you embraced a people as your own and filled them with a longing for a peace that would last and for a justice that would never fail. In Jesus' suffering and death, you took upon yourself our sin and death and destroyed their power forever. You raised from the dead the same Jesus who now reigns with you in glory and poured upon us your Holy Spirit, making us the people of the new covenant. On the night before meeting with death, Jesus took bread, he gave thanks to you, and he broke it, and he said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for the many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ is God, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts, that in breaking of this bread and the drinking of this wine, we may know the presence of the living Christ and be renewed as the body of Christ for the world, redeemed by Christ's blood. As the grain and grapes once dispersed in the fields and now united on this table in bread and wine, so may we and all your people be gathered from every time and place into the unity of your eternal household and feast at your table forever through Christ, with Christ, in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit. All honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. We believe this meal is open for all to take, regardless of your church membership or your affiliation with this church or any church. If you would like to participate today and be here, come to the chancel area where you will be served communion. Will those who are assisting me come here first, please, and add communion. As we're taking, we're going to hear a few more songs, the first of which is a live recording, so there are some people in the background that you will hear as well.